you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. The scandals at Los Angeles City Hall finally prompt action to increase the Ethics Commission's budget and manpower. Black babies and their mothers face longer odds for healthy outcomes. Where can a pregnant person turn?
Tapping into your own network of mothers, friends, sisters, aunties, grandmothers.
And I'll take you to a garden of native plants where an expert explains how to tear out a lawn and keep it gone. Good morning. It's Friday, April 19th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Ethics reform is finally moving forward at Los Angeles City Hall after a series of scandals. LAist Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports.
It's been a year and a half since the Ethics Commission first proposed the reforms. Now a city council committee has approved them, including one that triples the amount of fines the panel can impose when someone violates city ethics rules, another that increases the size of the panel from 5 to 7, and a third that establishes a minimum annual budget of $6.5 million for the panel. Supporters hope the reforms will strengthen trust in city government. The proposals would change the city charter and therefore require voter approval. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
An effort to ban public officials from awarding government contracts to family members is gaining momentum at the state capitol. More from LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson.
State Senator Dave Min of Irvine introduced the bill in February following LAist's investigation into Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe. Senior reporter Nick Gerda found that Supervisor Doe awarded millions of federal COVID relief money to a nonprofit run on and off by his daughter. The money was directed without disclosing the family connection. Min cited Gerda's reporting in a statement calling for reforms. He said the public deserves better, and the bill will help hold bad actors accountable. It's still in the early stages and is scheduled for a hearing next week. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
In Los Angeles County, Black pregnant people and babies have worse health outcomes than those of other races. But if you're pregnant, how can you set yourself up for a healthy pregnancy that you deserve? We reached out to experts for Black Maternal Health Week. The Vice President for Civic Engagement at USC, Effie Turnbull Sanders, said the best advice often comes from the people who know you best.
Tapping into your own network of mothers, friends, sisters, aunties, grandmothers, to really collect information is really where I would start, and then explore all of your birthing options.
For more tips on how to prepare for pregnancy and early parenthood, go to laist.com/pregnancy. Coming up, a conversation with a native plant specialist whose garden is featured in this year's Pasadena Showcase House of Design.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Join me now in a garden of native plants at the upcoming Pasadena Showcase House of Design. It's alive with California poppies, varieties of ceanothus, and penstemon, and features a large inverted pot that serves as a fountain and bird bath with a large surface area, providing shallow rivulets of water safe for bees and butterflies to take a drink. It was designed by landscaper Elisa Reed Papatera. Any advice that you might have for somebody who wants to tear out their lawn and go native?
Definitely. Make sure you tear it out well because it tends to come back and you definitely don't want to have the problem of the lawn creeping on you. Don't use any chemicals. There's ways to do this between removing it by hand with the shovel and lasagna mulching.
Lasagna mulching?
Yes, lasagna mulching is when you layer cardboard, newspaper, and mulch to suffocate the seed bed. Sunlight doesn't hit and those seeds don't get activated.
How long does it have to stay that way?
So you have to work with the seasons. In California, our green season, our growing season is our rain season, which is from October to April. And so if you want to remove your lawn, remove it after April, in that summer, hot summer days, like let it die, torch it out, and then plant in October, plant in November. That's when you start planting. That's where our spring really starts. So like if you want to have a really good showing of plant, plant in the early fall before it gets too cold and we're already having rains showing up in the environment.
And how do you keep the weeds out?
I think it's zen to keep the weeds out by hand.
You're not one of those people who loves to weed, are you?
I love to weed. I think it's very zen. I think that like a good layer of mulch, 2 inches of mulch will help a lot to suffocate the weeds. And just keep an eye on them. Don't let them go to seed.
Any other advice that you have for gardeners?
Plant natives. Like it really makes a difference. We are a biodiversity habitat. There's only 30-something of those in the world. We are only 5 Mediterranean climates. We are so special. There's no need to be importing plants in our environment. There's so much good stuff.
That's landscape designer Elisa Reed Papatera of Studio Papatera. The Pasadena Showcase House of Design opens to the public this Sunday and runs through May 19th. It's an annual fundraiser for school music programs and the LA Philharmonic. And we'll wrap up with some music by Taylor Swift, who released a double album overnight.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.